Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend John Deeney being back on the show. John is an almost 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He is he's taught more business CEOs how to be a better CEO than anybody I know. He is the author of a number of books, including Hunting in a Farmer's World, an award-winning book, which I'm still jealous that I didn't write that book. Also, his new book, Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. And if you want to know how to become a better CEO of your small business, then you need to find out what John's got going on. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks for bringing me on with that little old band from Texas.
There you go. Yeah, Billy, Dusty, and Frank. Hey, John, I've been seeing there are two phenomena going on right now that I wanted to get you to see if you've heard about, if you've seen. I've got people in the M&A side telling me they've never seen so much money chasing so few deals, and that consequently they're going down market. They're lowering their threshold for putting money for acquiring a company, whereas before they required millions of dollars in EBITDA or maybe in certain amount number of revenue. Now it's way below that. I mean, way below that. That's one phenomenon. The other one is, I feel like a lot of Main Street small businesses are really getting hammered by the online giants like Amazon, and I'm worried about Main Street because of that. So these are two parallel universes going on, that one's exciting and one's scary. Are you seeing that out there like I am?
Absolutely, absolutely. The money situation is not only true, it's reaching crisis level. What it is the long-term result of quantitative easing.
Right.
After the Great Recession, the government started pouring cheap money into the
pretty
market.
They
economy.
They made monopoly money, basically. Yeah.
Right. They don't even print it anymore. You used to be able to say they were printing money, but they don't even print it. They just go, the whole, if you remember the bank rescue bill, all they did was they told the Fed to go into these banks' trading accounts and add money.
Yeah.
Just
amazing.
Put $10 million more
like,
in there.
They did my account that way too, didn't they? Yours?
Yeah.
I woke up one morning. I had.
It must be an account I don't look at much. But it's true. As a matter of fact, I just saw a couple months ago, I was in a training up in Chicago. And a private equity guy was on there, and he said, well, we used to look for 22 to 25% returns on our money.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, then we got down to 18 to 22. And he said, now we're happy if we can get 18.
Right.
And he said, we don't do more than 40% leverage. In other words, they'll put in 60% of their cash and do 40% debt to make the acquisition.
Right.
He said, I've got competitors that are buying with paper ROIs, planned ROIs, of 12 to 15%, and they're leveraging 70% of the deal with debt.
Mm.
And he said, do you know what that looks like if the prime rate goes up a point and a half or two?
Yeah, they're hurting.
They don't cash flow anymore.
They can't hold on to those companies. They can't pay the bills. That's right.
Right. But, the private equity groups raise limited partnerships, and they have a limited time to make those investments. And for many of these funds, the time is running out.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been paying themselves nice salaries, and they've been paying people to search for companies.
Right.
And,
so a little bit of Ponzi in there, isn't there?
Well, a little bit. I mean, you know, when they make good investments, they do fine. But when the time frame,
but when they pay themselves well, just because they've got the cash, you know, they're not. If you got a scenario like you just described, and you're paying yourself well, as you say, that sounds to me like you're not paying out of operating or out of profit. You're paying out of operating.
I don't know. They haven't invested the money, so there are no profits.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, you know, so, and you know, presumably they're going to make it all up by making great investments.
Mm-hmm.
But if the cash flow turns on those, you're going to see a lot of these companies, because they can't return the money. You know, if the fund runs out, the investors don't want to hear, well, we held on to your money for 5 years, we made nothing on it, and by the way, there were a lot of expenses, so here's part of your money back.
Right.
That doesn't go over very big.
Right. So. Folks, these are the pressures that are going on. These are some of the stresses, some of the influences in the marketplace these days. And of course, we haven't even scratched the surface on what's going on Main Street. We'll talk about that after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with John Deeney. Oh boy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.